You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Kind of randomly talking about something, and I threw out this thing that we once before had talked about, whether or not somebody who is engaged is off limits. Meaning you meet someone and they have a ring on their finger, but they're not married, they're just engaged. And this can go either direction, it doesn't matter. And so suddenly, people are writing in before we even really got into the meat of the discussion. May I read a couple of these?
What you got over there?
Melanie says, boys, I know you may have been half joking when you said something about whether or not an engaged person is off limits, but I wanted to respond. I was engaged to someone when I was 27. Then I met someone else and was immediately attracted to him, not just his looks, but everything about him. When he asked me out, I showed him my ring and said I was engaged, but thank you. He was very respectful, but he said, well, you haven't gone through with it yet. If you change your mind before you walk down the aisle, I hope you'll reach out. Melanie says, I spent 2 weeks thinking about everything and then broke things off with my fiance. This other guy and I have now been married 8 years.
Oh, good.
I'm so glad he didn't see me as off limits because I was engaged. Justin writes, I was engaged when I met my now wife. When she flirted with me, I told her I was engaged. I love this line. She leaned in close to me and said, if you can't feel this connection right here, you're an idiot.
Oh, ooh, la, la.
And walked away.
Oh, my goodness.
He says, she and I have now been together for 14 years, so I guess I wasn't an idiot after all.
Well, those are a nice couple stories where things worked out, I guess. You know, I wonder how many times where the engagement is broke off and it was like, oh, my God, that was the worst decision I ever made. Why did I do that? Why was my head turned? I was committed, right. You know.
Right.
There's always that issue of, is it really something better coming along or do you just kind of have cold feet, which is natural.
Right. I mean, or like
start
one
getting
last
nervous about everything.
Or one last hurrah. You know, it's like, oh, right. My one last adventure, whatever.
Right. And who knows with either of those situations. I mean, it could be that you are missing out on the one, or it could just be that you've got cold feet and you would be doing a horrible thing if you blew off a great, you know, relationship with a fiance. But some people are, listen, we've got people listening right this moment, whether listening to it live or listening on a podcast. There are people listening to this who are engaged and they know it's wrong.
Right. Then why do they need somebody to come sweep them off their feet? They should just end the engagement, though, at that point.
But
you don't need somebody to come.
Sometimes I think a lot of people are not looking for somebody to come along and sweep them off their feet. I think that they, for some people, what they go through is like, well, this is just my lot in life. This is what I'm going to have. I am resigned to the fact that I'm settling for this person. They're not, you know, necessarily ringing my bell. But yeah, but they know it's wrong and they do it anyway. Hell, how many people have we heard from just on this show who are like, yeah, I got married and I knew I shouldn't.
Oh, yeah,
who was the person that was talking to us on the phone not long ago? And they said that it was a woman and she said that her dad on her wedding day said, honey, I will give you the keys to the car right now if you just want to take off. I mean, even the dad was like, I'm not
sure feeling it either.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said yes when he asked me.
So, but, you know, besides all of that, if we go back to the original question, is an engaged person off limits? In other words, can you ask out?
That's the thing.
An engaged person, or can you not even approach them?
That's how you guys are going to have to approach this morning. You've got your eye on somebody, and you find out that they are engaged. Do you pursue it, or are they off limits? I guess they're probably, I want to say they are off limits, but really they're probably not. They haven't walked down the aisle yet.
They have not consummated everything.
There is
they
no have signed certificate.
Yeah.
They are
like,
probably
listener
up
John,
for grabs.
I see John just wrote in a text to us, 303-691-1649. He said, I always considered hands off unless the guy was a jerk. Well, yeah, but that's very subjective, right? It's like what you consider to be a jerk, maybe somebody else doesn't.
The person engaged to him probably thinks he's great, you know? So that, yeah, you can't do that. To me, it just smacks kind of like desperation for the person pursuing the person who is already engaged and, yes, committed to that person. Mm-hmm. It seems a little desperate, like you have no other options out there, but instead you've got to pursue somebody that's already, let's say, 90% locked down.
Yeah.
It just smacks of, like, why do you gotta ruin that relationship because you're unhappy?
Right.
I don't like that.
You know, and we should also point out here, too, let's clarify something. Because when we say an engaged person off limits, that doesn't, we are not endorsing the engaged person going out and looking. In other words, if you're engaged and you're out looking around, that's a different
thing. That's a whole different story, yeah.
We're talking about somebody who is not in a relationship, meeting someone who is engaged. The question is that person off limits from you approaching or asking out or flirting with or anything?
Can you pursue? Can you go out to coffee? Can you go out and grab a bite with the intention of trying to woo them away from their engaged partner?
Yeah, I see a lot of text messages are coming in from the standpoint of, hey, if you're engaged, you shouldn't be out there on the
nope,
prowl.
That's not how this is.
Different situation. We're talking about, you have nobody in your life and you meet someone who is engaged. Are they off limits? It's a different thing maybe when they actually have the wedding ring on their finger, but is it, some people say there's no difference.
That person who does the, you know, the flirting with the engaged person has to have some mad skills, right? Mad manipulation and, I keep saying wooing, but like wooing, enticing skills to make somebody flip from an engagement to them. That's mad skills.
Wow, there's some passionate responses. Claudia says, in all caps, yes, they are off limits. She says they've made a commitment when they said yes to the engagement. The person trying to pursue them needs to respect that. It's not mad skills. It's derangement.
Read.
Tammy has a completely different take. Tammy says, I don't think anybody's off limits. Everybody has a choice. Now, before you poo-poo what Tammy's saying, I mean, really, if you take a step back, she's kind of right.
That everybody has a choice?
Somebody who's either engaged or even somebody who's married has the choice to say, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. End of story. But it's like we were talking about before. Some people who are engaged are maybe looking for an out because they like, oh, God, I think I've made the wrong decision.
And that's what you got to kind of hope for when you are pursuing that person, that they are that one that's looking for the out. Along the same lines, Frank wrote in, he said, just go for it. If you feel like there's some sort of connection, make your intentions known. What's so wrong with just sharing your feelings? Right. It will then be up to the engaged person if the feelings are reciprocated. If you get a no, you get a no and move on.
Yeah, that's like Tammy was saying. Everybody has a choice.
You have a choice. And if you just want to share your feelings and say, hey, I'm kind of into you. I don't know if there's ever a chance if you're happy right now, but I'd love to take you to lunch. And if there's a no, there's a no. Pam wrote in and said, wait until they're married and make it really fun and juicy. I want to hear that email.
Listener John, J-O-N, says, my wife of 10 years was engaged when I first met her. Yes, I stole her. They are not off limits.
I think it kind of boils down to sometimes in these situations where the person pursuing is just kind of in it for the thrill of the hunt. That, you know, it's, you get that little adrenaline boost maybe of doing something naughty that you shouldn't be doing. And then you get the butterflies and you're kind of sneaking around. I think there's those people out there too that will just try to do this for their jollies.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah, obviously those people exist.
Obviously, yeah.
Obviously, because it becomes almost like a conquest kind of thing.
Yep.
They don't want the full relationship. They just want to...
They just want to know they might have it, right?
And I will tell you, that's both genders, by the way. So it is definitely both people.
Absolutely.
Because I know of someone who's...
A friend of mine.
main purpose in life was to try to see if they could lure someone out of a relationship, and they had no intention of staying with them. They just wanted, it's almost like, you know,
it's
they
like
just wanted
sickness.
The notch on their belt, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, I got another one.
I could still do this. Yeah. I'm a woo master.
Elizabeth says, apparently my ex-husband was okay with others pursuing him when he was engaged.
Don't.
Sorry, Elizabeth. I don't mean to
laugh.
He
was into it, huh?
Sorry. You're in a better spot now, I'm sure. Yeah, and then a lot of people say, you know, they're starting to get into the whole married thing. You know, are married people off limits?
There's a lot of people out there that say no.
Yeah.
No, they're not off limits.
But I'd rather just keep it at engaged, right? Because married, there's more of an argument. Like, no, you've made the commitment, of course. But with the engaged thing, you have not walked down the aisle yet. Like, who was the, somebody wrote in, I think it was LJ. LJ said, what is the reason for an engagement? Why don't people just get married? Tell me why the need for the extra time.
You got a plan.
And my answer to that is, well, that's, you've got to figure out how to drop $50,000 on one day.
You got to pick out centerpieces, of course.
Yes. I mean, and thank goodness that there are engagements, because it allows some people to realize they've made a horrible mistake. I mean, otherwise you get one of those, you know, Britney Spears, go to Vegas, get married after, you know, 18 hours of knowing somebody kind of thing.
Right. It gives you just a little bit more time to enjoy being engaged.
Yes.
And you tell everyone you know. You tell everyone that you know 500 times, OMG, I'm engaged. And then you get to say fiance 500 times too. My fiance and I, my fiance this, isn't my fiance cute?
Here we go from Matthew. Just because there's a goalie in the box doesn't mean you can't score.
It's a pretty funny line.
It's good. We're not trying to get anybody upset over all of this. It's just a question. You should
real
be able
life.
To handle a question without getting upset.
It's real life. It's what's going on out there.
And
know?
Sometimes, you know, you hear these things and you think you feel one way, and then you hear some other arguments. You're like, well, maybe I was a little hasty.
Maybe I shouldn't have rushed into this marriage.
How do you feel personally?
Oh, personally, I would not do it. Just as,
you, so you
just
say they are
I am.
Off limits.
For me personally, they would be off limits. I would not pursue that
gotcha.
Person. Yeah.
For me personally, I'd say no, they're not off limits.
All right. There we go.
Yeah. If they're married, different story. But if they're just engaged, not.
Have at it, huh?
How many people have we talked to on the show said, yeah, we've been engaged for 8 years?
Well, at that point...
I mean, come on.
At that point, then yes, you might want to reconsider my position. But if it's like 6 months to a year, no, I'm not... No.
No. Well, hey, good. Okay. We've covered all the bases.
There we go,
here.
Guys. Time for a mind bender.
Appreciate all of your... Dina goes, maybe the dingo ate your fiance. Some people will get that reference. Some won't.